everybody. Welcome to the Mindful Chef. This is Chef Felicia, and I want to talk to you today about the MOAD in San Francisco. The Museum of the African Diaspora is an amazing experience in San Francisco, California. And I had the distinct pleasure of attending one of their events in June. And I have been itching to talk about it. And I've just been so busy. I haven't been here to discuss the amazing event that I went to. So for those of you who don't know, the Museum of the African Diaspora has a chef in residence, and the former chef in residence was Bryant Terry, and I've met him a few times. I have his books. He is a true inspiration to me and my work, and I highly recommend that you check him out and get some of his books, because I think you'll be really blessed by them. This new chef in residence is Jocelyn Jackson. And she curated a beautiful event called the Diaspora Dinner that featured a couple of really cool people in the community. And so I really just wanted to talk about that for a second. So the event featured Top Chef Junior's finalist, Rahana Bissaret Martinez, who is from the Bay Area. And she has a cookbook out called Flavor Plus Us that is published underneath the publishing house of Bryant Terry, who again is the former chef in residence at the MOAD. And so there was we had dinner, and the dinner was prepared by Chef Sarah Kiernan, who is, she's Afro-Caribbean, and she has a restaurant called Miss Ollie's in Oakland. And so the host of the event was Carla Hall from TV. Everybody knows Carla Hall from Top Chef and lots of other television productions. She's a very wonderful, beloved chef. So it was just this beautiful culmination of different Black women in food and their mindsets, and it was just super amazing. So we had the pleasure of eating recipes from Rahana's book, Flavor Plus Us, that was prepared by Miss Ollie's owner, Chef Sarah, and Carla Hall moderated a discussion between her and Rahana, which brings me to this conversation and why I wanted to talk about it. Because while the food was beautiful, the decor was amazing, the guests were fantastic, the biggest standout for me in that experience of going to that dinner was literally the connection between Rahana and Carla. And you had one very young teen chef and a very seasoned chef who are both in the industry that I am from. And it just made me really want to continue to explore and create myself some moments between the generations in the culinary world, particularly with the Black women who are in culinary, because there's a nuance. There is something about the way that our experiences align, whether we are in the same type of culinary field or not. And I'm just really loving the camaraderie. One thing that some people seem to get misconstrued is the relationship that Black women have with each other. And this was a beautiful engagement between the three, because you saw how well they worked together. You saw the importance of bringing the story forward, and the story is the food, and the story is the experience. You have the Black American Carla Hall and then the Black Caribbean, the Afro-Caribbean in Miss Sarah, as well as in Rahana. And all of these different elements of their culture, their background, their experience, all were interwoven together in this one event. And I just sat with my heart just beaming and just super proud to see these three women do what they do with the spirit of excellence in showcasing who they are. And especially because there's this thing now where it's becoming, you know, kind of a desire or a milestone of sorts for chefs to want to get into television, want to get into print. And I really thoroughly enjoyed the fact that you had two who were known for TV and had some very different experiences because of their age, but also it was the same. So to hear Rahana and Carla talk about what it was like to be contestants on Top Chef and what that looked like for them was super cool, because that means they belong to a little club of their own, right? There's only so many reality shows that are culinary competitions. And for them both to have been on the same show, they got to have this camaraderie where they saw and understood. And Rahana got the support that she needed from Carla. And Carla got the jewels of the ingenuity of a younger generation. Because that's what it's really all about in food. Instead of sticking to the standard rules, I'm finding that a lot of young chefs are breaking the rules and they are getting into the industry in different ways than some of us have gone. And it's really beautiful to see that they are no longer making the European standard of cooking their personal standard, right? That they are focusing on highlighting and showcasing the fact that they learned some real solid skills that some would consider European. I guess if you went to culinary school, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The skills and the techniques, but the food, the ingredients, the end result is their heritage, their culture. There was once a time when I wanted to be that Michelin star rated chef who was well known, but I thought it was going to come as a result of me not embracing my Black Americanhood. And so that was something that many Black chefs struggle with, is because the French way is taught in culinary school, and then a lot of folks go on to study after school and do internships with other folks in food in other countries, and they're not our culture still. That was even highlighted recently on the show The Bear. If you guys are viewers of that, I love The Bear. I'm going to do a whole podcast about that too. But in terms of, like, you know, we go and we learn these skills and techniques, but it's always, I went to Italy to learn a technique. I went to France to learn technique. I went here and there. And rarely do we ever hear a chef saying, I went to Ghana, I went to Ethiopia, I went to Egypt, I went to anywhere in the African diaspora. We don't hear them saying they went to Haiti or Jamaica or Belize or Colombia or any other place where Black faces are seen to study technique, to study application, to study curating beautiful meals, when in fact, like, we are everywhere on the face of the planet. Black chefs are everywhere. So there's this bravery that is happening right now in the culinary world amongst Black chefs that I'm super excited about, because I feel like we are finally at a place where our food is no longer seen as subpar or less than the European standard. But there's still that gap, right? We are seen as those who can have successful restaurants, but can we really have a self-sustaining history and beauty in our food, in our cookery, in all of those things that really stands, right? That really holds up. There are too many Black chefs that are doing fusion food because they feel like they have to, not because that is literally their passion. If you know anything about living in a place like California, you know that as a Black chef in California, particularly the Bay Area, we have influences from all over the world. I mean, if you say tacos, we're probably... everyone loves tacos. Like, everybody in the Bay Area loves tacos, right? So why not be Black and have a Black taco shop? You know what I'm saying? That's not unheard of. But when it comes to the broader world, it's often misconstrued as like, you know, you don't care about your culture as much, or you have to include something else when, you know, being from the Bay, we literally eat tacos all the time. So it's not about not being true to ourselves. It's not about turning our backs on who we are. It's really like we eat tacos and we put anything on a tortilla and it becomes a taco, right? So I'm just like, was in awe at the level of understanding and care and love and all the fun that was had at this event, because Carla and Rahana had the most engaging banter back and forth over their experiences and what each one of them had hoped to gain when they went into the culinary industry. They have very different paths. Carla Hall started much later than Rahana, and Rahana started as a baby, you know, and she's been cooking forever at her young age. And then you had the quiet calm of Sarah in the back of the house jamming out plates. And, you know, as I was headed out and I saw, I always walk behind the kitchen whenever I can, you know, I told her, congratulations on a job well done. Because if it wasn't for Sarah and her team in that kitchen making the magic happen, that would have been one dry ass event, because people love food, you know? So it was the beauty of eating Rahana's recipes while her and Carla talked about their journeys into food and the beautiful sisterhood that I could feel on my plate and my palate. It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. I really do hope that we get more events like this in the future, that we can celebrate Black food, that we can understand and appreciate Black food at the same level as other cuisines, and that more Black chefs have this space and opportunity to highlight what they are truly passionate about. And it might look different than what some folks want, but the coolest part about it is that we no longer, in mass, because some do care, but we no longer are choosing to make that European standard ours. We are embracing who we are, what we grew up eating, the ingredients that we love, our culture and heritage, and we are saying, this is me on a plate, and it's delicious, and you should try it and broaden your horizons. So I'm looking forward to more events, more sisterhood, more brotherhood, more camaraderie. You gotta pick up Rahana's book, Flavor Plus Us. It's really cool. The pictures, the stories, everything in there is fantastic. And check out Carla Hall whenever you can on TV. She's everywhere. But if you are ever in the Bay Area, make your way to Oakland to Miss Ollie so you can have some of Sarah's food, because you will not be disappointed at all. And you really get to feel and understand what it is like to be from the Bay. Like, I am from Oakland, but when it comes to that big conversation, being from the Bay is like a whole different vibe. People come and visit and they get to see that we are our own culture completely. We are a melting pot. There are very few neighborhoods where we are super isolated. Gentrification is a thing, y'all, so that does happen. You will see some of it, but by and large, we are still, we still have our roots, you know. We still have that oak tree. It's still pretty strong. So come and see us, experience us, because we've got everything you can think of here in a very beautiful, beautiful way. So I'm really happy that I had an opportunity to go to that event and taste the beautiful food. I have Rahana's book. I am looking forward to making some of her recipes. And the next time that you see a Black female chef anywhere, I want you to think about this conversation and really ask yourself, like, you know, think about it. How many of us are there out there doing our thing with our food? That's really important. Like, I support all, but it's really important that we understand it is a big, big deal. It is a huge, huge deal to wake up in the morning and go to work and say, I am refusing to center another culture's cuisine. I am going to center my culture's cuisine. That is a purposeful decision. And for some, it could mean the difference between going really, really far up the chain in the world of food versus staying local. You know, it really is a thing, you know, because making that choice is not the easiest, but by and large for us, it's often the best. So that's all I got for now. Thank you for joining me. You can find me on all social media platforms as The Oakland Girl. I hope you check out some of my content in other places. And listen to more podcasts, because I be rambling about stuff, y'all, and I enjoy talking about food. So, yes, thank you so much for listening. Tell your friends. I will talk to y'all later. Bye.